Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. We're heading towards Christmas, but it is Hanukkah this week, and so I've been talking about Hanukkah all week. Let me kind of recap, you know, why talk about Hanukkah in a Christian program, on a program about trusting the Bible as we're getting ready for Christmas? Well, I think there's a connection between Christmas and Hanukkah. First, Jesus celebrated Hanukkah. We read about that in John chapter 10, verse 20. Second, I would point out that Hanukkah starts on the Jewish month of Kislev, which roughly corresponds to our December. It's a little earlier than December, but Hanukkah begins on the 25th of Kislev. And I believe that there is a connection there. Why is Hanukkah on the 25th of Kislev and Christmas on the 25th of December? I think it's because early on, as Christians began to celebrate Christmas, they saw a connection with Hanukkah. I think actually the wise men visited Jesus, thus they celebrated the birth of Jesus during Hanukkah. I don't have time to get into all of the reasons why I think that's so, but I think Mary probably reported to the early disciples that event happened during Hanukkah, and there's something about that that is the reason why Christmas ended up being celebrated on December 25th. I think we also find Hanukkah in the Bible. It's described in Daniel chapter 8 and in Daniel chapter 11. And so it is something as far as the events are described there, and they are described there as prophecy of what would happen, but Hanukkah is the fulfillment of those prophecies in Daniel. Hanukkah is a time when we celebrate the rededication of the temple. That's what the word means, dedication. It is when the temple was cleansed and when worship could begin at the temple again. And in many ways, this is what we celebrate with the birth of Christ, that God is with us. That's what the temple represented, God's presence with the nation of Israel. So at Christmas, we're celebrating God with us in Jesus Christ. We celebrate that as a Christian, I think I can celebrate Hanukkah in thinking of the light, which is associated with Hanukkah, coming into the world. And my desire to follow God and obey his law, which is the very thing Christ allows me to do. Romans chapter 6 says, because I have died with Christ, I have been raised to live with him, therefore I am now free from slavery to sin. And that is very much, all these Christian concepts are at the heart of Hanukkah. So today I want to talk about 2 Maccabees chapter 7. And right away you may be thinking, well, 2 Maccabees, that's not in the Bible. What book is that? And you would be right. I don't believe that 2 Maccabees is a biblical book. It is a book that was written in between the end of the Old Testament in Malachi and the beginning of the New Testament in Matthew. It was written, there are about 400 years in between the writings of the Old Testament and New Testament. 2 Maccabees is one of those books that comes in there. And it tells the story of Hanukkah. It tells a lot about what happened during Hanukkah. And you might say, well, but it's not in the Bible. Well, again, Hanukkah itself is in the Bible. This is just a book that gives us more information about what happened at Hanukkah. And the author of Hebrews, which is a biblical book, tells us that this story is true, that it has validity. Hebrews chapter 11 is the chapter about faith, and it says in there, among the list of people that it talks about their faith, such as Abraham and Moses. Well, then later on it talks about, in verse 35 of Hebrews 11, women received back their dead, raised to life again. There were others who were tortured, refusing to be released so that they might gain an even better resurrection. So there's a reference here in Hebrews to women who were tortured. They refused to be released from that torture because they put their hope in the resurrection. Who is that passage talking about? I don't know of who that would be referring to in the Old Testament. It clearly seems to refer to something that happens in Maccabees chapter, or 2 Maccabees chapter 7. So 2 Maccabees 7 talks about seven brothers, and their mother was arrested and was compelled by the king under torture with whips and thongs to partake of unlawful swine's flesh. So in other words, this is one of the things that the wicked king Antiochus did. He tortured Jewish people, forcing them to, or telling them they could escape torture by eating pig or by doing something else that was against the Jewish law. And 2 Maccabees 7, again, which according to Hebrews, according to the Bible, is a true account, it says she was especially admirable and worthy of honorable memory. Although she saw her seven sons perish within a single day, she bore it with good courage because of her hope in the Lord. One of the things that Antiochus did to torture her was to kill all seven of her sons before her. She encouraged them. She said, "Sons, be faithful to the law and be willing to die rather than to disobey God." In fact, she says to her last son, "Do not fear this butcher, but prove worthy of your brothers. Accept death so that in God's mercy I may get you back again along with your brothers." So her advice, her son is being tortured and being told, break God's law and you will be set free. And the mother says, go ahead and accept death so that I may get you back again along with your brothers. In other words, so that I will be with you in the resurrection. So this woman, just what Hebrews says, is enduring torture because of her hope in the resurrection. She also steadfastly longs to follow God's law. So this is, in the Jewish tradition, a popular story of Hanukkah, and in Jesus' time, Jews would have known the story. The Sadducees also talk about it with Jesus. They come up to Jesus and say, suppose a woman has seven sons, and you know they marry, the first marries, and he dies, and so then the other brothers marry her, and you know that's that whole story. The background of that is this story here in 2 Maccabees chapter 7. You might remember that from the New Testament as well. One of the things I think we learn from this story and from Hanukkah is that it is worth following God's law no matter the cost. This is a theme in Maccabees. It's a theme of Hanukkah. It's the theme of the book of Revelation. Jesus says there's going to be another Antiochus Epiphanes the IV. He was just but a simple or smaller version of the final Antichrist. And Jesus in Matthew 24 and Revelation throughout says there's going to be this even worse ruler who's going to do the same things that were done to the Jewish people at the time of Hanukkah. And it is worth following God no matter the cost. And sometimes I think that we look at God's law and we say that it is a burden. You know, oh, I don't like following all of God's commandments. Life's no fun doing that. And on this program, I very often try to tell you that that's not the case. God gives his law because he loves us, because he wants what's best for us. We know God loves us because he sent Jesus Christ to die to pay for our sin and to free us from sin. And therefore, God's law, even though because of our fallen state, it might seem like it's ruining of our fun, it's actually there to guide us, to help us to prosper in life. But I don't think we should ever look at God's law and say, oh, the reason I should follow God's law is so that I can have joy and peace in a successful life, and that's why I should do it. If that's the reason you're doing it, you're not really following the law, because the whole point of the law is to guide us to glorify God and seek him first in our life. And so what happens in Hanukkah, where this woman says, be willing to accept death rather than break God's law, you see, he's not following God's law even in the face of torture because he wants a successful, joyful life or because he thinks there's going to be some immediate award on this life. No, rather he says, you know what? Pursuing God and following his law is worth any cost. And when you follow God's law that way, when you say, God, you are worth it, I want you, I want to know you, I want to be close to you, therefore I will follow your law no matter what, that's when the law has its reward. That's when the law fills you with joy, even if you're facing a scenario like this where there may be torture or death, you will say, you know what, I just love being close to God and so he's worth it. And so that's one of the main things that I get out of Hanukkah. I hope you have a good holiday and a happy Hanukkah as well. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.